This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rav Chaim Vital picks up on in one extra word, Parsha Shoftim, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Tes. V'hoysa yimoy v'karaboy kol yimei chayav. It says about the Melech, he'll have a Sefer Torah, it should be with him, and he should read it all the days of his life. It should say, kol yamav. Why the extra word chayav? Obviously, he's reading it when he's alive. It should say, v'hoysa yimoy v'karaboy kol yamav. Why kol yimei chayav? Says Rav Chaim Vital, we know there's a concept that Rasha'im b'chayim nikra mesim, that the wicked, when they're dead, the wicked, when they're alive, they're considered dead. So therefore, from here we learn that it's possible for a person to be alive, but not really alive. They could be breathing and their heart could be beating and their lungs could be inhaling, but they're not considered, they're not nechshav k'chayim. So how does a person give their existence real life? How can a person be considered a chai? The answer, if a person is dedicated to Talmud Torah, then when they're breathing, then they're really living. This lesson is taught in this pasuk. V'hoysa imoy v'karaboy kol yimei chayav. How does one make their yamav, yimei chayav, that their days are days of life? By being mizdabig to the Torah HaKadosh, says Rav Chaim Vital. Furthermore, the Torah is called an Eitz Chaim, and therefore one who is oisek in it is called chai. This is the limud of the one extra word in the pasuk. Says Rav Chaim Vital, that's why the Torah adds the word chayav to indicate that if a person wants their existence to be an existence of chayim, then that can be accomplished by clinging and attaching oneself to Talmud Torah. Wishing everyone an amazing Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.